Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. We are off and running on this Getaway Friday, October the 2nd, 2020, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour here. And of course, we would have microphone troubles right off the bat for whatever reason, so we'll get that fixed, hopefully momentarily. I think we have the... Well, we're working on it here. Okay, let's see what we got going here. Okay, I think the microphone is working properly now. We'll hope it stays that way. Here we are on the start of our Getaway Friday, Friday, October 2nd, 2020, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. And we greet you with very weird news this morning. You know, radio is local and radio is statewide, and that's mostly how you play that. But certainly there is amazing national news this morning. If you haven't been on the internet, if you haven't been watching a television, if you haven't been on another radio station, we greet you with the news that sometime last night, overnight, the news was released that President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, we know very little about this right now. I guess on Wednesday, one of the president's former advisors, who I don't know if she's working for the campaign, I'm not really sure what her place is, but Hope Hicks tested positive yesterday for COVID-19, and I guess she was on the plane on Wednesday with the president and first lady, and here we go. The president has been diagnosed with COVID-19, as well as the first lady, it is my understanding. And news reports are coming in this morning about this, and we really don't know a whole lot except that at this particular point. The president is 74 years old. That is not a young age. And we really don't know if he's seeing any symptoms. It doesn't seem that that's the case right now. But it's also my understanding that you would not see symptoms for a little while. I think the person who they think gave it to him, Hope Hicks, started to see symptoms yesterday. That is what we understand, but we don't know how long she had it. And that's one of the things with this pandemic, this disease, is we just don't know. Some people are carriers, some people have the disease, some people show symptoms, some people don't. And I really don't know much more to say about it than that, that the president has been diagnosed with COVID-19, tested positive, and the first lady, Melania Trump. So, it's a very weird time because we are in the middle of an election season, and we did just have this monumentally odd debate on Tuesday. But you've got to hope that the president is okay. Certainly, I think everybody sends him their best wishes. We want everybody to be okay, he and the first lady, and it's one of those things. But again, I think it capsulizes for us how serious this illness can be and how easy you can get it. Because I would imagine that the president and first lady do not get close to a whole lot of people during this pandemic. And I don't know if they'll have to quarantine for 2 weeks. I would imagine they would. And during a campaign season, what does that do? At this point, I think we all just hope he's okay. You know, politics are politics. That's one thing. You can disagree with somebody's policies. You cannot like what they do. You cannot like how they act. You know, that's all fair game. But we do not want to see anybody get sick. We do not want to see anybody have to deal with this in a horrible way. So indeed, if the president and first lady have tested positive, which it looks like they have, we hope that they are okay. And I don't really know much more to say about it than that right now. I'm not a medical expert. I don't know what age plays into this, and I don't exactly know what information we are getting. I would imagine they had to take the test because of Hope Hicks testing positive yesterday for it, and they having been around her, I believe Wednesday. So I imagine that's what prompted the test, but I don't, the periodicals I've read this morning, I don't think we really know if he's experiencing any symptoms or if Melania is, but I guess we do know that Hope Hicks is experiencing symptoms, and that's why she took the test yesterday. So we don't know what strain is, and are there different strains of this that are worse than others? It's a very complicated thing, and here we go. So that's the news on this Getaway Friday morning. Certainly the lead on any news broadcast, on any internet site, in any newspaper this morning. The President of the United States tests positive, and First Lady tests positive for COVID-19. So here we go. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 22 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. It's really, you know, that's shocking news when you see it. Because we have heard now for 6 months how bad this is. We know that more than 200,000 Americans have died from this. And it's a scary disease. We've heard from people on this program who have been diagnosed and have this disease. And you just hope that the President and the First Lady have the best doctors around, which I'm sure they do. I'm sure they are on top of this. Hopefully they've caught it early enough where they can treat it and make things as easy as possible for the President and the First Lady, and comfortable, and do what needs to be done. Because it's a scary disease. And I'm also wondering, the President, I would imagine, between Wednesday night and Thursday, would probably, as well as the First Lady, would probably have come in contact with quite a few people. And again, that's a whole nother aspect to this COVID-19, is when you come in contact with people, they have to take the test, and apparently the version of this that Hope Hicks had is very contagious, because the President and First Lady got it, but who else was on that plane? I'm sure it wasn't just the three of them. I don't know. But there you go. That's the story this morning, and all we can say at this particular point is we hope the President is okay, and we hope the First Lady is okay. And as I say, this is not a political issue. This is a human issue. And I always say, at the bottom of everything, politics or not, who cares what your politics are? Who cares what your feeling is about somebody? When somebody gets sick or tests positive for something, you wish them a speedy recovery. That's a human being. At the bottom of everything, we are all human beings, and we are all in this together. And this is one of those things that we are in together, this pandemic. So, 740-383-9944, do you have anything to say about this? I think a lot of people are shocked this morning, to be honest with you. I think people thought that the President could not get this, that people would be around him, people would be aware of this, people would... You know what I don't understand? Honestly, about this story, the thing that I don't understand, it's the President of the United States, it's the First Lady of the United States. Now, I understand that this Hope Hicks was an advisor or advising the campaign or something around them on Wednesday. I would have thought that anybody who would have been going around the President would have had to have taken the test before they went around the President, because wasn't the common wisdom back when the President visited Ohio a few months ago, when Governor DeWine got the missed test and thought he tested positive but turned out he tested negative, didn't he test positive because the Secret Service tested him before he could go and meet the President? Wasn't that what that was all about? So I don't understand how this woman, Hope Hicks, was not tested before she got close to the president, because I thought that was the protocol that was going on, was that anybody who was going to be close to the president would be tested. And if they test positive, obviously they would not be allowed to be close to the president. So I'm not sure what happened. I don't know how that all went down. And I'm sure she wasn't experiencing symptoms when she saw the president on Wednesday. I wouldn't guess. But, you know, I don't think Governor DeWine had any symptoms, because it turned out he didn't have it. But yet they made him get a test before he saw the president. And when he tested positive, they would not let him see the president. So I don't know how this happened. I really don't know how it happened, because, you know, when we go back to the beginning of this pandemic, there's one thing we all know about it. It is viral. It's not bacterial. You can't catch it if you don't come in contact with somebody who has it. So it is preventable in a lot of ways. You just stay away from people who have it. So how the president and first lady would get it 6 months in, I really don't know. I don't know why there were not tests given on Wednesday before these people were around the president and first lady. And I'm sure we will also find out very soon who else was on that plane ride, and have they tested positive for anything. But the bottom line is, this morning, we certainly hope the president is okay. We certainly hope the first lady is okay. And it just goes to show you, nobody is immune from this. And this is not panic. This is not scare tactic. This is not anything like that. But every so often, I think we have to remind people that nobody is immune from this. You know, I think we get in the idea that nothing's going to happen to us. Well, it is possible that nothing will happen to us, but we've got to be careful. We've got to wear the masks. We've got to sanitize our hands. We've got to stay in when that's possible. We have got to do all these things. And if we don't, you could test positive for this. Again, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly, I would have to say this is the biggest story in the midst of COVID-19 that we have seen. I can't imagine any bigger story in the midst of this pandemic than the President of the United States and First Lady both being diagnosed with this. Here we are in the beginning of October. I don't know. And I don't know what that means for presidential debates. I don't know what that means for what will happen over the next 2 weeks. And I think at this point that is all secondary. And I think what we should be worrying and thinking about is his health, and hope he's okay, and hope that she's okay. And anybody else who was on that plane who might be sick is also okay. Hopefully, best case scenario here is that he's just a carrier and there are no symptoms, and he can just quarantine for 2 weeks with his wife and they can be okay. Hopefully, that's what happens. And hopefully, I really do hope, because we're very early in this right now, the news is very fresh within the last 6 hours that this has happened. I really hope that everybody in the media treats this correctly. And by treating it correctly, I mean this is not a political thing. This is about a human being, 74 years of age, and his wife, who have tested positive, leader of the free world. And I hope it doesn't become a political thing. I really hope that it's just, hey, we hope he gets better. That's what I hope it is. And hope he stays symptom-free. And maybe that he's just a carrier. But I'm sure it will be the news all day long, and we will get reports on this all day long. And I'll be here through 1 o'clock today, so as that happens, we will see what happens. Does anybody have any thoughts, though? I do want to open it up to you, because today it's just me and you on the toll-free, as far as I know right now. If we get any other, if any, guests pop up today, I'll let you know. Some people might want to comment on this as the day goes along. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is our opening topic this morning on a Getaway Friday, October 2nd, 2020. President of the United States, Donald Trump, and First Lady Melania Trump test positive for COVID-19. And it's, to be honest with you, it's very weird to say those words. I didn't think this far along, as I say, that we would ever get to that particular point, but that's where we are. So if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz, and other than that, we'll move on to something else. But if you want to say something about this at any point, feel free to bust in, and we'll discuss it. 740-383-9944. Now, one thing I want to do here this morning, because today is the actual birthday, we had such fun yesterday celebrating the 90th birthday of 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. What a party we did have. And it just goes again to speak to the woman. And again, this is not a political thing. Birthdays are not political. Certainly, seminal birthdays, like a 90th birthday, that's just not political. That's history. And today's the actual birthday of Mary Ellen, and I know she has some plans today, which I'm sure she will enjoy herself. But I hope you listened to the show yesterday. We got a lot of comments on Facebook on the pictures we posted and the audio that was posted and things of that nature. People really seemed to like the program yesterday, and I'm glad that they did. We had if you didn't listen, we had Mary Ellen here. We had the mayor stopped by yesterday. We had Marion City Schools Superintendent Dr. Ron Arusi here. We had Glenn Coble here. Linda Sims was here. Jeff Ruth was here. Of course, I was here. And then we had call-ins from Norma Jacob, who was the second woman ever on Marion City Council back in the late 50s, early 60s. And we had her granddaughter, who's involved in politics, activism, Kate McLeese, call in yesterday morning. We had former Governor Ted Strickland and his wife Frances Strickland call in. We had Dennis Kucinich, former congressman and candidate for president. We had Rich Cordray, former candidate for governor, former attorney general in Ohio, all call in and share their birthday wishes with Mary Ellen. And again, we have balloons here in the studio, the big 9-0 balloon and the happy birthday balloon, courtesy of Hemmerly's Flowers. So we thank Hemmerly's for that. And we had a great birthday cake, which the picture is up on Facebook, and a lot of people have commented on that. The birthday cake was courtesy of the LNP Cake Shop. So we thank everybody who participated yesterday via telephone, in person, and helped us pull that day off. It certainly takes a village to do something like that. Did anybody enjoy the program yesterday or have any thoughts on that? Because we didn't get a chance to open up the phone lines to everybody yesterday because we were so jam-packed with phone calls and things going on in the studio. Give us a call if you have any thoughts on that, 740-383-9944, because today is the actual birthday, and I do know that Mary Ellen listens from time to time as much as she can, so maybe she's out there listening this morning as she starts her birthday, but we certainly send our best birthday wishes to her. But again, any thoughts on yesterday's program or anything else, 740-383-9944. Now, I want to tell you a little story about yesterday. Now, this is a little backstory that I don't think anybody knows, but I can tell now. Okay, the birthday party yesterday for Mary Ellen was a surprise to her. And we kept it a surprise, and putting it together without her knowing was kind of difficult because everybody who participated could not tell her. So, you know, the cake had to be made, the balloons had to be made, all the call-ins had to be set up, the people who were coming in the studio, all that had to be set up for that two-hour period yesterday. And it all had to be done without Mary Ellen knowing it. Well, the cake was no problem, because we had the cake picked up on Wednesday, and Glenn Coble was bringing in the cake an hour after the program started yesterday, because we didn't want the cake in the studio early yesterday, because I knew Mary Ellen was coming about 8 o'clock, 15 minutes before the show went on the air, and if she saw a cake in the studio, obviously that would be a tip-off that something is going on yesterday, which I did not want her to know until we went on the air that something was going on. So, we covered the cake. Glenn had the cake, and it wasn't coming until 9 o'clock, so I knew we were okay there. Now, the only other thing we had to cover, because I made sure that nobody came until after 8:15, that none of the guests would call in or come until after 8:15, so again, I could tell her what we were going to do on the air as a surprise, and we could keep it a surprise until we went on the air. Well, here is where things got a little sideways, because you couldn't hide the balloons from her. There was just no way to do that. And obviously, if you walk into an office you have been in before, which Mary Ellen has been here several times, if there are balloons in that office and your birthday's the next day, that might tip you off that something is about to happen. Now, I had not seen the balloons. Hemerly's was supposed to deliver the balloons yesterday morning about 7:45, about 15 minutes before Mary Ellen would be here. So the helium would be good, and the balloons would look nice, which they did. Now, here's what happened. The balloons came at 7:45, as Hemerly said they would, but they were three balloons. Now, let me tell you this. First of all, in the back of my head, what I'm thinking is we would probably have a happy birthday balloon, and then maybe we would just have some colorful balloons filled with helium. That's what I thought it would be. So, I thought I could cover this up, because Mary Ellen would see the balloons, but I thought what I could say, because Terry, here at the station, just had a birthday on Sunday. So what I could say is, these balloons were left over from Terry's birthday, which happened to be this past Sunday. Now, I figured we could get away with that. That even though that might cause suspicion, that it was true that his birthday was Sunday, and that does seem somewhat legitimate, and that would kind of take the conversation away from the balloons, so Mary Ellen would not think anything odd of them. Okay, so that was the plan, up until 7:45 yesterday morning, 15 minutes before she came in, because what happened, and Hemerly's did a tremendous job with this, and it ended up turning out much better than the colorful balloons would, but the balloons that they brought in yesterday was there was a happy birthday balloon, which was very nice, but then there were two balloons, and I'm looking at them right now because they're still here in the studio. I'm going to say that each balloon is probably 4 foot tall, at least 3 foot tall. And what they are, one is a big 9 and one is a big 0. 90. And they look great. And they're red and you can't miss them. So, when you have a big 90 and a happy birthday show up, you can't very well say to the person whose 90th birthday is about to happen the next day, you can't kind of slide that over in the corner and then say, oh, that was for somebody else's birthday this past Sunday. Because, obviously, Terry did not turn 90. So, I had about 15 minutes to think about this, because there's nowhere to hide the balloons, and you wouldn't want to hide them anyway, because you're just about ready to start the program yesterday. So, I took these balloons, and I put them over in the corner, and I kept thinking, well, if she doesn't comment on them, then I'm not going to comment on them. But they're hard to miss. So she comes in yesterday, and she sees the big happy birthday, and obviously the big 90, and she says, are these for me? And I said, yes, they are. But now here was what, this is one of those moments where in my mind, I fell back trying to save the surprise. I said, well, the reason we've got those here this morning is because we're going to videotape this program, and we wanted something in the background to make it seem special. Now, to be honest, I don't know if she bought that or not, but I think she did. Bought it for at least 15 minutes until the show started and we got on the air. But that was the story yesterday of how we kept the birthday party a surprise. But the balloons did about tip it off that something was going on. But what fun that was yesterday. It was so great. I'll tell you what yesterday was for me in a lot of ways. And like I say, certainly not political. It was about a birthday. What yesterday was to me was going back to a different era, starting in 1969, and learning what women went through. You know, we are in a year here, 2020. So much has been overshadowed in 2020 because of this pandemic. But this is the 100th anniversary of the first presidential election that women had the right to vote in. So it's only been 100 years since this all happened. So if you know anybody who's over 100 years old, and there still are those people, they were alive before women had the right to vote, which is unbelievable for me to think about in this country, that it took so long for women to get the right to vote. And then, you know, here, what would it have been, 49 years later, here comes Mary Ellen Withrow and becomes the first woman on Elgin's school board. But the talk yesterday was really, really firsthand from Mary Ellen about how hard it was in those days to be a woman and to be involved in politics, to get involved in politics. And she did all that in the span of, I think, about 25 years. She went from the Elgin School Board to Treasurer of the United States in about 25 years, because she started on the Elgin School Board in 1969, and she was sworn in as Treasurer of the United States in 1994. So that all happened in 25 years. So it was very quick, when you think about it, in the time frame, but What an interesting thing it is to learn what women had to go through, and maybe still are going through. Now, that's an interesting question. Do you think women still have trouble, not only in politics, but in other jobs? Do people see women differently? Are women treated differently than other people when it comes to going up maybe the corporate ladder or the political ladder or anywhere in life? That's what I found interesting about the birthday party for Mary Ellen yesterday, and I think everybody who was here talked about that to some degree. Give me a buzz here this morning, 43 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we do know, sitting here in Ohio, and anybody can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but we have never had a female president. We have never had a female governor, and we have never had a female mayor here in the city of Marion. Now, I don't know what the reason for that is, and I'm not ever saying that we should elect somebody just because they're female. I know females have run for those offices. I think all of them. I think, of course, we've had a female run for president. We have had a female run for governor, and I believe we have had a female run for mayor. But I don't think we should elect somebody just because they're female. But I think the question is why is that a thing? You would think that in the last 100 years that somebody would have seen one of these females qualified enough and would have gotten the majority of votes to become mayor or governor or president. I don't know why it hasn't happened. And certainly not a lot have ran. I think we've had some run for each of those offices, but none have really been able to get the votes. And is it because they're women? I don't know. I would hate to think that that's the case. But I guess at some point you do have to look at it and say, why hasn't it happened? If it had happened even just once, I think we would say, oh, okay. Well, it's happened. It's never happened. Still has never happened. And here we are in 2020. And it's not going to happen for a little bit of time because the governor is not up for re-election, I believe, until 2022. The mayor is not up for re-election, I don't think, until 2023. And, well, we have a presidential election this year, but there are no females running as a Democrat or a Republican, and most likely that's who's going to win the election, the Democrat or the Republican. So you think about that. I don't know what the reasoning is, why it's harder for women. And you, does anybody have an opinion on this? Because I think this is a fascinating topic, and as I say, we can even take it away from politics. Take it to the corporate world. Take it to just getting a job in general. Take it to any way you want to take it. Do you think women have a more difficult time? And if they do, what is the reason? What is the reason 100 years after women got the right to vote that we still have a hard time with this? Is there a good explanation for this? I'd like to hear one. I can't come up with one. Why it hasn't happened. You would think that it would happen. Women are more than 50% of the population in this country. That's another strange thing. I do believe that more women vote than men. Not that all women have to vote for a woman. But you think at some point there would be enough men and women combined to elect a woman mayor, governor, or president. And again, not just because they're a woman, but because they're the most qualified person for that job. Any thoughts? 740-383-9944, 47 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, again, the topics this morning are the very big news this morning that the president and first lady, the Trumps, have been diagnosed, tested positive for COVID-19. Certainly, that's a big story this morning. Talking again about the birthday party yesterday for Mary Ellen Withrow, which was a lot of fun. And again, today is actually Mary Ellen's birthday. So if you happen to see her anywhere, tell her happy birthday. And what has been going on with women over the years? Why don't we have more elected? Why don't we have more in higher positions? What is that? Does anybody have any opinions or thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944 on this Getaway Friday. I'm sure a lot of people out there have opinions on these subjects because they are universal subjects in a lot of ways. Now, another thing I want to mention this morning. Now, the biggest, and I think this is right, the biggest news organization in the country is the Associated Press. And the Associated Press supplies news for just about everybody in the world. Everybody in the world who is a news organization pretty much picks up things off what's called the AP wire, Associated Press. And yesterday, we had this birthday party for Mary Ellen Withrow. And I was so happy to see that the Associated Press yesterday picked up on this birthday party. And it became a story on The Wire yesterday, which went all over the country. And I was looking last night. It was in the Dayton Daily News. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle. It was in U.S. News and World Report. So that's what the AP wire does, gets a story like that out all over the world. Now the headline was, Ohio station honors record-setting treasurer as she turns 90. Ohio station honors record-setting treasurer as she turns 90. Now I'm going to give you the story as it appeared in the Associated Press yesterday. Now here's how the story read. Marion, Ohio, AP. It was kind of unheard of for a woman to enter politics in small-town Ohio in 1969, former U.S. Treasurer Mary Ellen Withrow told a local radio host Thursday, as her life was celebrated on the eve of her 90th birthday. Withrow, a Democrat, spoke to Scott Spears of WWGH-FM as part of an on-air birthday tribute hosted by the station. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland and 2016 gubernatorial nominee Richard Cordray, both fellow Democrats, were among guests who showed up or called in to wish her well. Born October 2, 1930, Withrow was a two-term Marion County Treasurer, three-term Ohio Treasurer, before being appointed U.S. Treasurer by President Bill Clinton in 1994. She is the only person to hold the position at all three levels of government. Withrow's tenure included the redesign and release of the $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 notes, a record $1.1 trillion in currency bears her signature. Withrow told Spears she faced great skepticism from men about going into politics. "It was so rough for women to get the vote, and it's rough to get into the whole scheme of things, and it's still kind of rough," she said. So that was the article yesterday that went out on the National Associated Press, and we thank the Associated Press for doing that, because it's a nice story. And again, the story, not political, focuses on Mary Ellen's 90th birthday, but it's interesting to me that the quotes that they took out of that two-hour broadcast yesterday had to do with, again, women. Now, these were quotes from Mary Ellen yesterday during that broadcast. She said it was kind of unheard of, that was her words, for a woman to enter politics in 1969. Kind of unheard of. And then that last line, and this is a quote from Mary Ellen during the show yesterday, "It was so rough for women to get the vote, and it's rough to get into the whole scheme of things, and it's still kind of rough." And that's what we speak again to women in politics and in any other venture there is. Is it harder? What do you think? And again, we thank the Associated Press for doing that, and that will appear in papers all across this country and all across the world, which is what the AP Wire does. So we were all very happy and proud of that, and happy for us, and also happy for Mary Ellen Withrow, because that was done by the Associated Press. Big things and good things can happen here in Marion, that is for sure. Telephone lines are open as we approach 53 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody have anything to say this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz and we will put you up on the air. It is a very interesting morning, to say the least, when we look at what's going on in the world right now with the president and first lady testing positive for COVID-19. Now, there's some stuff I want to talk about in the next hour, and I think we are going to do the Family Feud again today, later on, probably sometime in the 10 o'clock hour, I would say. Maybe earlier than that. I don't know. Depends on how things go. But we have a whole new... How many do we have here? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 or 8... new categories here today. Now, one thing about the new categories, I will say, there are a lot of answers in each category. I'm looking at the first category here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 answers just to the first category. Now, I don't know if we've had a category since we've been doing this now where there were 10 answers to a question. So this might take a little longer, or it might be a little easier, because the more answers you have, the more answers that might be right. So we will do that today at some point, because the Family Feud is fun. But again, we thank the Associated Press for covering everything that went on yesterday. Is there anything interesting going on in your life right now? You know, we had this big story the other day here in Marion about situation where over on Delaware Avenue, so many things had to be locked down. I believe the Kroger store on Delaware Avenue was locked down. I think the credit union over there was locked down. I think this happened, from what I understand, happened in the Crescent Heights apartment area. But, you know, that's a scary, scary situation to have something like that go on. And we look at, you know, you think sometimes what's going on in people's lives. What's going on in people's lives? What don't we know about? And it comes back to something I've said on this program 1,000 times, is, you know, I really hope that we do pay attention to how other people are treated and how other people are feeling. And I'm not saying I know anything about this person. I don't know anything about this person. But clearly, something was not great in their life. And I think we have just got to be aware of that. And you never know what it is. You know, sometimes you never know. I don't know in this case if we will know. As I say, I don't know anything about it. If anybody knows anything about it beyond what we've already said this morning, let me know. Phone lines are open, as I've said, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You hope that people don't get to that point that this person got on Wednesday. But sometimes you do need reinforcement. There are so many people walking around who are having troubles right now. They're having troubles in their personal life. They're having troubles in their financial life. They're having changes going on in their life that maybe are causing trauma in their life. There's stuff going on, and everybody puts on a smiley face. You know, I think I said not too long ago this study that I saw on Facebook, or about Facebook, I should say, not on Facebook, about Facebook, that talked about how what most people are projecting on Facebook in their pictures and in their words are for the most part not true, that's not really the life that they lead. That they're putting up kind of a facade in front of everybody. And I happen to believe that's true in a lot of ways. Because when I see people just taking pictures of themselves, and I see people really trying to get prettied up for these pictures, and I see people showing pictures, and nothing wrong with seeing family pictures, but when I see family pictures, here's the problem with this whole thing, Facebook, in my opinion. Let's say you're out doing something with your family. Or let's say you're out doing something fun alone. If you have to stop and take a picture of it, in your mind, at some point, you thought about putting this on social media. And that's just the thing that I'm not sure about. Now, maybe you were having a fun time. Maybe you weren't having a fun time. I don't know. But that thing, that didn't used to happen. You know, if you were out having fun playing football with your family, your first thought while in the middle of having this fun was not, let me run in and get the camera. Let me run in and get the Polaroid and take a picture of this because we're having so much fun and I want to capsulize this moment for the rest of my life. That didn't run through people's mind. But it does now. That does run through people's mind. I've got to capsulize this moment. Now, what is driving that? Is that because you want to put it on social media? At some point, I think it is, because you end up putting it on social media. So that picture had to be taken to put on social media. So is that going back to not being in the moment and maybe trying to put on a show for other people, as this article states? I don't know. I really don't know, but I know it's completely different than things were in the past. And I still don't know, with everybody having a camera and everybody having the ability to take video and everybody having the ability to take audio, I don't know if this makes us better or not. Because I think what we're doing is not living in the moment. I think instead of living in the moment now, what we're actually doing is living for the picture. And I don't think that's a good thing. We're going to take a break. Got lots more to talk about in the next hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
To deal with criticism, because 10 presidents